It's Eric and Thomas in Farmington, Illinois, with this week's Hometown Heroes of the Week. They are the Farmington Lady Farmers basketball team. Let's meet the Lady Farmers basketball team.
I'm Sarah Worley. I'm a junior and I'm a guard.
I'm Brianna Richards. I'm a forward and I'm a junior.
I'm Macy Sprague. I'm a junior and I'm a forward.
Hallie Murphy. I'm a guard and I'm a junior.
Caitlin Vallish, junior, guard.
I'm Olivia Rankin. I'm a junior and a guard.
Emily Cash, sophomore, and I'm a forward.
Peyton Peckham, senior guard.
Emily Buster, senior forward.
Morgan Powell, senior forward.
Michaela Uris, senior guard.
We also have senior Megan Gilstrap, post, and other senior Haley Holes, point guard.
In Farmington, Illinois, with this week's Hometown Heroes of the Week, coach of the Farmington Farmers girls basketball team, Coach Jim Noonan. Jim, how are you?
I'm great, Eric. How about you?
Real good. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from, and how long have you been coaching in the area?
I currently live in Galesburg. My wife teaches at Steele Elementary, so we still live there, and I drive. This is my second year here. I came from United High School. I was the head boys coach at United for 12 years, and I jumped to Farmington 2 years ago, so really, really happy about the move.
Yeah, what about that move was alluring coming to Farmington? Just, you know, opportunity?
It's a great community. It's a great school. Coach Vallis, the football coach, is like a brother of mine. We've been best friends for years. It was just, you know, midlife crisis, time for a change, and I knew this was a soft landing. You know, I have friends here, and it's a great community, a great school district, great facilities. You know, basketball is a very, very important part of this community, and all those things are exciting.
Well, you got a good outlook. What is the outlook you give the girls? A team every year, because some of the girls are different. What do you say to them that kind of sends them on their way?
You know, honestly, this group's been really easy. I'd like to take the credit, but it's not about me. This group just shows up and plays hard every day. I would be absolutely shocked if this team ever showed up and did not compete. It's just in their DNA. They play hard and they get after it, and you know, that's equated to a lot of wins for us this year because we go out and we guard consistently every single night.
So maybe talk about a few of the guys when you were out there on the court that made you say, you know, maybe one day I'll do that. Maybe one day I'll coach. Some guys you can think of in the past?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it all comes back to one person for me, Dave Whiteman. Dave Whiteman from Knoxville. D-Dub is the best coach I ever had. You know, I grew up in a family. My dad played basketball at Monmouth College. And he wanted to be a coach until he ended up finding a different job at Gates Rubber Company. But being a coach is something I always thought I wanted to do as a kid. You know, I love basketball, and so this was always kind of my plan. And then I got the opportunity to play for a guy like Coach Whiteman, and, you know, I was just kind of hooked from that on. I knew what I wanted to do.
And a lot of gratifying moments with this squad this year so far.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, we've won a lot of games, so that obviously always makes it a little bit more enjoyable. But this is a good group of kids. If we were, you know, 4-20 instead of 21-4, we'd still be having a good time just because it's a group that really gets along well. Like I said, they show up and they work hard every day. They're positive. They do everything I ask. I've got no complaints.
Coach, I bet we'd still be here even if you did have that opposite record. I'm glad you don't, because your fans are huge. Support you on the road, and I bet the support here at home is massive.
Yeah, it is. It's great. They really do come out and support us. We have good student sections here. You know, the guys do a great job of supporting the girls, and you know, the girls likewise support the guys. It's like I said, this is a community that athletics are important, activities are important. The best thing about Farmington, in my opinion, is a majority of the kids play multiple sports. You know, I think that out of my 14 girls, I think 12 of them are three-sport athletes. I've got a couple kids that not only do they play other sports, but they're involved in winter guard, they're in band, they're in choir. Kids here really, really get involved, and I think that's awesome. That's what this is all about.
Well, Coach, you won Hometown Hero, so eligible for that $1,000 and maybe that big old trophy in several weeks. We could be back in Farmington, and we'd be proud to do it for the Golden Purple for sure.
It'd be awesome. We'll keep our fingers crossed. The kids definitely deserve it.
That is Jim Noonan. He's the head coach of the Farmington Farmers Girls basketball team, their Hometown Heroes of the Week. Thanks, Jim.
Yeah, thank you.
Ring